الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر وقال تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, just a few points. One is I wish to reiterate, which Maulana had explained, that taking of focus is not permissible at all, and videoing, etc. So nobody should take or any focus whatsoever, and that is not only here for this gathering, but at all times. Any focus are not permissible, only, for example, passport or visa or something where it's necessary. But otherwise, focus are not permissible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sounded severe warnings for taking of focus, etc. And the consequences which everyone is seeing today, the terrible consequences, that alone is sufficient to also render it haram. And Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Abul Hasan al-Nadawi rahimahullah has explained fully that idol worship has started from focus. Shaitan works not on a one-day plan, he works on a 100-year plan. He works on a long time. We don't realize, here we start with a small matter, insignificant. We think. But what Sharia has made haram is haram. The consequences are very dire later in our own generations what will happen. Allah protect us. And then, few little other points. One is, Allah give us all tawfiq to read durood sharif salawat ala rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. Try at least a minimum of 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. Very, very easy. There are many who are reading much more, they must carry on. But for those of us who are perhaps still not reading daily, 10 times in the morning, it takes about 15 seconds, quarter minute. For our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for our so great benefit in there, who can't take our 15 seconds? And at night let us try and read 10 times durood sharif also. And great virtues have been mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will definitely intercede for that person who reads 10 times durood in the morning, 10 times in the evening. And it will have a great effect on our Islam, barakat in our lives, our connection with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consequently our connection with Allah Ta'ala for a very small amal. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And then on the day of Jumu'ah, may Allah give us tawfiq to increase our salawat of Rasul. If we can make it 100 and in fact 1,000 times for Jumu'ah, Mubarak. But in any case, that we increase our one of the special ibadah of the day of Jum'ah, salawat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then another point is that we make dua and we make effort that Allah gives us the knowledge of every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the knowledge, Allah gives us the love of every sunnah. Even if we cannot perhaps practice on every sunnah. For example, the amana, you feel very hot, your head can't take it. You must love the sunnah. If perhaps you can't practice it, but love it. Love every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thirdly, to practice every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fourthly, to propagate and teach the sunnah to others, our family members at least, our ustad, his teacher, his sheikh, his murid, generally our friends, everyone, let us propagate the sunnah also inshallah. Then another thing on which I have based the talk today is make the object of our life our salah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me a musalli in reality, a haqiqi, what is called a musalli, what is called salah, what is called namaz. Inshallah, the talk will be on those lines, so we will discuss it there. And also another fourth point, that Allah give us topic to make dua and isale sawab for our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh daily. Never forget our parents, our mashayikh, our asatiza, even just 3 times khuluwallah every day and part of the sawab to them. Lot of us have problems in our lives, but by the barakat of this, Allah will remove those problems. And Allah will take us very far, and it's very easy to do 3 times Surah Ikhlas, whole Quran Sharif, and pass it on to our parents, and pass it on to our asatiza, our mashayikh. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. As I said, that on namaz, I wish to speak today, make that my topic. And namaz is that we all want our success, our tazkiyah is on, our success is in our tazkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become successful who has made his tazkiyah. And tazkiyah is a great source for the whole ummah. Generally for the whole ummah, a great source of tazkiyah is namaz. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. All the believers, Allah says, they have already gained success. And of the 10 conditions for that success, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have humility, humbleness, concentration in their salah. That is, they make their namaz, their salah properly, all the other 9 qualities will also come. And by salah, a person's life will change also. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That namaz stops a person, it prevents a person, blocks a person, and fahsha also and munkar also. Open, leeward, shameless acts also, a person, namaz will suffer, salat will suffer. And munkar, all the evil and bad things, many of us know we are plagued with it. I just can't get rid of this habit of mine. I find myself very weak when it comes to this. Many, but correct our namaz, namaz will block us. On one occasion, in the Darul Uloom in Azadar, there was a nikah. They asked me to say a few words on that occasion. And I mentioned one thing, which is a mustahab of salah. That when we are standing and we're in our salah, our eyes must be at the place of sajda. When we make ruku, it must be on our feet, our eyes. When we are sajda, we must focus it on the tip of our nose. Don't close the eyes. Many of us hold salat also, we close our eyes. And others, in sajda, generally we close our eyes. There also our eyes must be open, and though you can't see the tip of your nose now also, I can see all your noses, and you all can see my nose, but your own nose you can't see, which is right below your eye. But in salat, in sajda, we must focus it onto the tip of the nose. And in a sitting position, our eyes should be in our lap. And when we make salam to the on the shoulders, our eyes should be focused there. With the niyat of the malaika which are here, with the niyat if it is in jama'at salat, then all the musallis on that side, and if the imam is that side, him also. And for the jinnat also, they also come, they don't harm us, we don't have to worry about all those things. But they are very pious jinnat, make their niyat, and the same on the left side. So I said this and finished. After about 2 months, a person phoned me, good friend of ours, he's still alive also, mashallah. And he told me that I had this terrible illness, sickness of casting evil glances on other women. And I tried a lot, I couldn't come out of it. And for that reason, I made a second wife also. He was genuine, he's a pious person. And he didn't want to be in sin. Many of us are angry, those sins are there, we hate them, we don't want them, but we fall in them. So he says that I had this terrible habit of looking at other women, and so I made the second nikah to stop. He says that also did not help me. But he says, since you told that, 2 months have passed, one mustahab of namaz. I did it properly, now 100% Allah has stopped me from looking at other women. So are we correct our salah? We see our outside life will be correct. Every matter of ours, on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when the people were eating there in the markaz, and one person was serving water, going around whoever wants water to drink, he was giving them water, and the glass fell from his hand. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is not, your salat is not right. If your salat was right, your this dunya's matter of the glass, that should be also under control. So when we find mishaps in our life, then see something wrong. Perhaps in our salat there is something wrong. Why are we having this mishaps? So salat is that if we correct it, our whole deen will come correct. When our deen will come correct, our dunya will also be corrected. Our akhirat will also be corrected. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said, if you make effort on somebody's salah, that he becomes a musalli, proper musalli, or on yourself, that I must become a proper musalli, I must become a person who reads my namaz, who is called a musalli, then in fact you have made effort on his whole deen, that his whole deen must come correct. Because if salah is corrected, then everything else gets corrected. Our deen gets corrected, our dunya gets corrected, our akhirat gets corrected. People who normally give statistics of the ummah's namaz condition, they say about 90% of the ummah, there is no namaz, no salat in their lives. Not even Eid, not even Jumu'ah, nothing whatsoever. Of the 10%, how many of us are really who can be called Muslims? That a person is making his salat in the correct way. And our mind also doesn't go. We just now also, we all need company, myself included. I'm saying this as a muzakara for myself. I need it the most. Together we all will benefit, inshaAllah. So my namaz must be correct. Concentration is everything. So the first thing we have to see that the wujud is salah, the existence of namaz, is that in my life. Am I making only salah on a Jumu'ah? Or am I making only perhaps maghrib every day? That doesn't, I don't qualify as a musalli like that. What is a musalli, what is required? Our duty, 5 times salah. With all the sunnah and muakkada which have to be done, that has to be done. What is wajib, that has to be done. And if we do that nafil, that will beautify it and make it shine. And make that salat of ours so wonderful. But at least our faraid, our wajibat, our sunnat e muakkada, that we have to do. So ask myself today, on Yom Al Ahad, Yom Al Sabt, Saturday from Fajr this morning, did I really perform my true sunnat of Fajr? Did I perform my true Fajr with Jamaat, Zohar, Asr, with all the requirements? Maghrib now we made. So check ourselves. And very fortunate will be the person who makes a little he keeps a little record in his diary. That he writes now, makes columns that every day did I make my fajr, did I make my fajr, sunnah, etc. All this. And before namaz, in fact, another very important aspect is we have to make istinja. And istinja also is not just splashing water. If we see the righteous and the pious, our elders, how much care they take in making istinja. In Sharia, there is one thing which is called istibra, which is an effort to make that the last drop of urine goes out. Because if after we have just splashed some water, we make wudu finish and a drop of urine comes out,
The wudu is broken, and if we still carry on making salat with that in that condition, what is the condition of that salat? And today, for with the high toilet fan, the Western fan, if a person cannot help it, it's a different thing, he's a ma'azur, that's a different thing. But just it has become the common trend, that especially in our homes, that we have got mostly the high fan. And there to get your hand and to make your istinja properly is not so easy. We have to take more care of it. So our istinja must also be correct. If our istinja is not correct, and istinja is not, let the people want to reach the moon, whether they reach it or they lie, whatever, let them do what they want to. For us, these basic things, people can make a mock of us and laugh at us. That the world and the scientists have reached the moon, and these Maulvis and Mullahs, they are still just as far as istinja. This is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. And to get the muhabbat of Allah, Allah loves those people who make their taharas properly. Allah praises those people, and Allah loves them. Let the people get into computers and IT and get where they want to. And that doesn't matter. Our deen is important for us. We must work on our deen. So our istinja also, we must see Allah give us all tawfiq and then worry about it. And mashallah, there are many ulama around. Inquire from the ulama. Our deen, ask and learn our deen and to practice on our deen properly. Then wudu is also not just a slapdash job. Wudu also must be so many fatai of wudu on its own. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will recognize the ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, how will you recognize those who have come after so long, 1400 years ago? He will be said by the signs of wudu which will be on them. So this wudu will give us that brilliance, that radiance. We don't have to worry of makeup here in this world. And today women make makeup, that is also the beauty of a woman. It comes in another hadith. The noor is salatihi. But with the noor of the namaz, noor of wudu, that will bring beauty onto a woman. Today men also are doing makeup. Those who are doing TV, they present shows, then, and who is it? Non-mahram women come and make their facials and that. Hey, we don't need all that. Make wudu. That is the thing that will give brilliance on a person's face, radiance on his face, on all parts of his body. By the barakat of wudu, sins are washed away. By the barakat of wudu, diseases are washed away, illnesses are washed away. So we have to make our wudu also properly. In wudu, the stalking around, unnecessary worldly talk, wastage of water. How much of wastage, almost perhaps I can say, 100% all of us, we are guilty of wastage of water, especially when you make from the tap and the water is just running. How many of us, the water is running, we are busy making miswak, talking with somebody, or we are open the tap and let the cool down our legs, we put them under the water. That wastage of water, even if you make at the seashore, at the river bend, there also, if you are using more water than necessary, that is israf. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. We want to become the awliya, the friend of Allah. And who are their friends? The beloved of Allah are not those people who make israf, who waste. And today, because of the water restrictions, we have to, but we should do it because of the teachings of deen. That we don't waste, even if the water restrictions get lifted. No more water restrictions, but we should make wudu as it is required. May Allah bring, for our progress is not going front. Our progress is going backwards. Right? A person wants water to drink, and he goes out of the city, into the desert. There is no water. There he sees a mirage. It looks like water out in the distance. And when he gets there, he finds no water, he finds it further. You can go the whole world, you can go where it looks like to you. The sky and the earth are meeting somewhere. But you walk the whole earth around, there is the sky and the earth don't meet. If you want water, you don't have to go front. Come back to the city. And open one tap and how much water will flow. So we have to go back to the city of Madinatul Munawwar. We have to go back 1400 years in the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our progress. Our progress is not in dunya things. Our progress is in deen. And Muslims in Spain, where didn't they reach? Today Muslims have got so much money. What doctors, engineers, all types of people in the Muslims. But we all know the conditions of what the Muslims are. But if we have deen, our deen, inna allaha, Allah gave us izzat by deen. Allah did not give us izzat by dunya. Nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam. We are a people whom Allah has given honor and respect in the deen of Islam. Not in worldly things. What is good for one person, okay, is not necessarily good for another. What is good for the Muslims is our deen. You have a jet that is going to fly in the air, and you go and put there in diesel in there. Or ordinary petrol, you need jet fuel. That will make that jet fly. Not our ordinary petrol here, our unleaded here. It's a special thing. The fuel of the Muslims is qurbani for deen. Sacrifice for deen. Mujahada for deen. That is when deen spreads. Deen will not spread with TV. Deen will not spread with videos. Yes, those things will spread. More videos, more all those things will carry on. But deen will come alive in the people. Allah is the one who إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah will give that hidayat when it is done in the method of His beloved. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ وَمَنْ يَبْتَضِي خَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْتَفَلَ مِنْ. In any other way, deen won't spread. Deen will spread in the ways that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the deen, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, da'wah was given. Deen, there were halqas of ta'aleem, halqas of tazkiyah, in the Masjid and Nabawi. They were all the same, jama'at making dhikr, jama'at making ta'aleem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, both are on khair. They are both doing great and good work. All this was how deen spread. So we have to bring that type of deen into us. So we have to see that our basics of deen, our istinja, our wudu, let the people pass their criticism and remarks. That was not وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَعِنْ. The people want to pass remarks, let them pass. But you are closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when our wudu is correct. When our istinja is correct, and now you come for salat, and you make your wudu and your istinja properly, now you stand in front of Allah. Today, a common question that is asked, no concentration in my wudu, in my salat. When we didn't concentrate in wudu and we're talking about dunya, and we are making israf in our wudu, wasting water, wasting time when we are making wudu, for you to get khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion in your salah is almost a non-existent thing. If we make our istinja properly, make our wudu properly, then see our salah, what concentration you will get. Just to give you a few recent incidents, one or two, that what concentration in salah, me, I'm speaking of myself, we are very, very far. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, the great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Really, we should study the lives of our elders also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, what their lives were. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. How these people were worried about their namaz and their salat, etc. So Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani was making his sunnat namazes at home. Today, ulama say, you must come and make it in the masjid, because we are lazy. And at home we won't make it, and people will think that we are making, but we're not making. Make it in the masjid, today ulama say. But that was the time when the preferred and correct thing is, we make our sunnah at home. He was making his sunnah, and he loved a lot of greenery. He liked flowers, etc. So there was a, what is this?
Creeper.
There was a creeper that was growing. And from the creeper, a snake came down, which was about 30 centimeters, square inches, just above Maulana's head. And Maulana was in namaz, doesn't know anything about it. The house ladies noticed this. So they called some people from outside to come to kill the snake. And they killed it, and in the process, some leaves of the creeper were also damaged and it broke and they fell down. When Maulana was itminan, what complete devotion and concentration, he finished his namaz, made salam, he saw those leaves, he became a bit angry. Who broke the leaves? Why did he broke them? He said, Maulana, Allah have mercy on you. Don't you know that there was a snake just above you and they killed it and there's big noise? He said, I didn't hear one word, nothing was that what concentration is.
So if we want to reach there, we have to start here. And if we are not just worried about our namaz is when it's made, well, we don't even think after namaz, whether this namaz is accepted or it was made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at my face. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you also. Our intentions of namaz, etc. What is our intention? So, and then after that, Maulana was still not baffled or anything. Quietly, calmly, he walked to the masjid to go and make his namaz. Me or you, perhaps we will go now and we have to sleep away now. What the thing happens? They were supposed to do it. And we will get so worried. Maulana, it was just, and there are so many other instances of so many of our great people. And the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala. This is in our times, these people. So if we make effort on salah, every need of ours will be fulfilled. When we make that salah, it's your direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see, but effort is required for salah also. And this is a very important aspect of our islah, that we make our salah correctly. So that is one thing. Then another great aspect in which all of us have great deficiency, the postures of our namaz. That what kind of postures do we have, whether our namaz, the raising of the hands. How many of us will even know actually which is the sunnah till where should we raise the hand? And those of us who know, how many are practicing on it? And that is that the whole, all the postures of namaz, as I explained, one mustahab, to keep your eyes in the right place. One friend of ours, he had terrible back pain. So he went to some doctor or somebody who was a non-Muslim. So he told him, how could you be having pain? I know you, this was his neighbor also. You regularly go for your prayer. And as I know how you people have to pray, how a person has to go into sajda. Not put your head down first, but with your back straight and you move down the correct way. And you come up with, he said, you can never have this pain. Every posture of namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have written that the heart is a pump. The heart, the function of the heart is like a pump. It pumps blood. And any pump, to pump upwards is difficult. To pump downwards is easy, gravity, it pulls it down. But to pump upwards, you need more power. So they say that when you make sajda, and if you, for your face or to become intelligent, and also to have beauty and to have what you roll up, beauty in the face. This all will come when sufficient blood goes into the face, into the brain. And the only way that you can do it is in sajda, a dignified way. Now your head is lower than your heart. So when your head is lower, the blood is getting what is being pumped, goes more easily to the brain also and to the face also, to all parts of the face. And that person, that Hakim, is a Hakim also, he writes the only other way that if you want to do it is hang yourself upside down. Our Sharia didn't give us a command that to get brain, blood to the brain, you must hang yourself upside down. Just make sajda. And he writes further, if women came to know this who are worried all the time of their cosmetics and beauty, they will keep their head in sajda all the time. Because when blood goes, blood is life. It gives life to whichever part of the body it goes to. So blood goes to, so our whole salah, every posture. But we don't, who of us took the trouble? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make your salat as you saw me making my salat. We haven't seen Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but we have seen those people, who have seen those people, and the chain goes till Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how they make salat and perform your salat like that. That will be a replica. And our ulama, mashallah, Allah reward them. Every detail of the elders, of the buzurgs, they brought into their lives. So see how they make their salat. And when we see the salat of our elders, that is what is called salat. We are still very, very far. So even just the outward posture of ours must be correct. And then another very important aspect of salah is check our qada'i umri. How many salah we have got of our past life which we haven't made. If we know when we became mature, baligh, well and good, take it from there. And think now, we won't know exactly how many salahs I made, how many I didn't make. But for example, from the age of 14 and a half, English day, which is Islamic 15, From there, if we don't know, let's see, when I was a young person till the age of 20, 25, our school, college, I hardly used to make any namaz. That's not even Jummah I was making. So all that is a debt upon us. We are owing that to Allah Ta'ala. And until we don't settle that debt, if we are owing somebody, our merchant, our supplier, and we are not paying him, he says, I can't supply more goods. First settle your account. Then I will supply you more goods. We are owing Allah Ta'ala, and we are not settling our debt. So many of us wonder, why no barakat in my life? And now I'm making five times namaz, but I'm still owing so many namaz. So all that, let us come to, or let us settle our account. A person, the pious people of the past, whenever they should meet one another, they should give three very, very important advices to one another. And that is what deen is. That when we meet one another, we speak about deen. Today, at a funeral, we are speaking of sports, we are speaking of politics, we are speaking of the weather, of everything else besides deen. In fact, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah, only Allah, deen is mentioned, people become uneasy. They go, oh, what is this? Why is he talking about deen? And when you talk about dunya, oh, now everyone is happy. You talk about sports, politics, that shouldn't be our quality. Our quality, when you speak about deen, then we should be happy. So deen is a vital thing. So when they should meet one another, three pertinent advices they used to give. One was that you make your niyat akhir, I must be successful in the akhir. And you have that concern that akhir must be made, Allah will make your dunya. You don't have to worry of it. Today our worry is only dunya must be made. And we don't think about akhirah. We don't talk about akhirah. A person who remembers more 25 times a day, easy way, just read 25 times, Allahumma barik li fi al-maut wa fi ma ba'd al-maut. Then the person who remembers more 25 times, he gets the maut of a shaheed. Allah gives him the maut of shahad. So they should make your niyat akhirah, Allah will make your dunya. Second is that you go worry of at least making your outside correct. Your topi properly, proper sunnat beard, your Islamic attire, your clothing Islamic, you make your outside, Allah will make your inside correct. And you worry of correcting your matters with Allah. Like our salat we are owing, correct it. We are owing fast also, we didn't keep, all we kept. There are those also amongst us. Allah reward many of our young brothers, mashallah, that they realized that my father's roza just for fun. When we were at high school, college, we broke our roza. Father's roza, now we have to keep that 60 plus 1, 61 roza. But there are people, mashallah, who are keeping them. One friend of ours, on Monday is his last roza, 61 rozas is finished, fast is finishing. So that also we are owing, and we are having a debt with Allah, then how can we be benefiting from the great, great torrents of Allah's mercy? So we have to see all our back namazes also. And then of course, where perhaps all of us, we feel so hopelessly, when we start our namaz, how much concentration do we have? How much do we think of Allah Ta'ala? Our ulama made it very easy. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali said that in every rukun, every part of salat, the standing posture, ruku, sajda posture, if you remember Allah Ta'ala once, that salat is called a good salat. You have passed. And Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali made it even more easier. He said in your whole salat, if one time you even thought, I'm really making namaz for Allah, I mean namaz, I'm in my second rakat, I'm making my zuhar namaz, etc., your namaz won't be a failure. It won't be thrown back at your face. Now improve it and taraka and come more higher. And the salat has aflaha al-mu'minun. Believers have become 100% successful whose salat is correct. So salat, don't just take it as a duty. It is, and how much Allah Ta'ala, it is, and the whole of deen is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made the intizam, the means, for deen to be alive. See, for the adhan, in the days of before, the Muslim should go right up on the minar, and then he should then call out the adhan, so if the adhan goes everywhere. Now with the mic system on the mic, the adhan goes everywhere. And then we come to the masjid, that even if you build a masjid, but you can't reserve your place in the masjid.
The poorest person can come, and he comes first. He has the right to sit there to take the front seat. Free, no entrance fees for the masjid. Nothing whatsoever. And not only that, but in fact you are begged and asked, Hayya ala salah. Come for salah. And what is it if you come for salah? Hayya ala falah. Your success is in here. You are, I see my success sleeping at Fajr time. If I don't sleep more, I'll be whole day, my head won't function. Allah says, no, your success now is in the masjid. Go for namaz salah. Your success at lunch time is not having lunch, it's coming for the salah. Your success at asr time is not traveling home and worried about that. You make your asr, maghrib time, isha time, all our salat, and we looking for our success outside. Allah has kept our success inside. Hey, one very poor person who only had owned one gold coin. In our time, a crooked hand he had. Nothing else he had. He lost it. So he started looking for it outside on the street, where the street lamp was burning bright light. Looking, where he can't find it. He lost it in his tent shed. When he's looking for it there, his friend came by and asked him, what's wrong? He says, I lost my gold coin, Kruger ham, and that's all that I have, I have nothing else. He also felt that he let me help you look for it. They look, and there's common when you can't find it. Where did you lose it? He said, I lost it in my tent shed. So he said, then why are you looking for it here? Why don't you look it for it there? He said, yeah, there is a bright light. So I am looking for it here under the bright light. You can go and look for it till the cows go home. Where it isn't, you can't find it. If he goes back to his tent shanty and uses a candle, or even he hasn't got money for a candle, just with his hands he moves it around, hopefully he will find it. We have lost our business and our honor and our success by turning away from deen. Turning away from the masjid, turning away from the Quran Sharif, turning away from the Ahlullah and the pious people. And we are looking for it today in casinos. We are looking for it today in the shopping malls. We are looking for it today in picnics. We are looking for it in today in, perhaps you can even add the word, the reserve, the haram holidays, the amount of money that is wasted in our holidays nowadays. Foreign destination and sleeping in those days where what terrible gunas take place in those days, and there we looking for our success. Annual holiday is a burden upon us. We have to, otherwise we are nobody. And in the eyes of Allah, من تواضع لله رفعه الله. You are nobody in the eyes of Allah. You are everybody in Allah's eyes. But if you are nobody yet, in the eyes of the people, then you are everybody in the eyes of Allah. But we want to put name, prestige in this dunya. Today our weddings, walima, what type of wish is taking place? We are looking, our success is when I make a walima of 2,000 people, where there is videoing also, where there is Quran Sharif, and women are not dressed properly and Quran Sharif is recited. Today that is also a dangerous thing, whether it is on the radio, whether it is on the TV, Quran is recited, and we don't show any respect. There is a great fear for our iman also. Today Quran is recited and we're tethering away, we're talking away, no one is interested. Whose kalam are we playing? So these are very, very important points that we have to consider and correct also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to correct all that also, that our concentration in namaz also will work, we try. And alhamdulillah, few friends came up to me and said, today alhamdulillah, I made two rakats of namaz with full concentration from beginning to end. Try it. We have to work on this here so that our namaz becomes one of khushu and khudu. Allah is declared and Allah's words are 100% true. لَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. We do this, just to complete that example. So when we have that person lost his gold coin in his little hut, looking for it, we have lost our success in our deen. We are not practicing on our deen when we are looking for it everywhere else. We have to practice upon deen and then this will come into us. And to practice upon our salat, all our salat, five times salat, fajr also, and all the other salat in Isha, is late in Cape Town in summer, but all our salat with the jama'at. If we go to work, and we go to work every day late, which boss will tolerate us? Will anyone tolerate? Every day we are late.
Because how many of us, we have to consider every day we come for salat, one rakat late, two rakats late, we are coming for every salat late. And if we are coming for salat just before the imam makes salat, we got our salat, alhamdulillah, we got jamaat also, the sawab also we got. But if you go to work and you pitch up at work just before they closing the shop, before they closing the office, will the boss keep you? He'll kick you away the first day. Now you're coming for a job. And we, our habit, every day we are late. Any namaz, salat you make salam, just have a look at your back, and you see two serfs are standing up. They all were late. They were, actually, what is a musalli? A musalli is from Allahu Akbar, does Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That is a musalli. What takbir-e ula properly? What our sunnahs properly? Then we can call ourselves a musalli. So it is very important that we correct our salat in every aspect. And this is for the whole ummah Allah has kept it. Salat is farad on the whole ummah. And also ulama has written that we should get our children to perform salat by the age of 7. Yes, start that age, that let them make their salat. And by which age, if they're not performing, give them a little hygiene also. Get them to wait by the age of 10. But when does salat become farad on them? When they'll be 14 and a half. When they'll become bali at 14, 15. Why 4 years before? Sharia, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wants that child to be a musalli already by the age of 10. Start him off at 7, by the age of 10, his salat must be properly, and when he becomes 14, 15, then his salat must be 100% there only. If he starts working there, and then he works on his salat, then the time will come when you are Allahu Akbar and you are engaged directly with Allah. We becoming conscious of salat at this age of 70 now. Okay? Now when are we going to reach that stage? If we become conscious from the age of 14, 15, from the age of 10, and then we work on our salah, everything else we know we have to work hard for. Whatever work we want to do, we have to study the manual, we have to go for lessons, we have to go for training. But for namaz, you don't need any training. Just anyhow, how I saw my mother making namaz, I also make namaz like that. I went to the masjid and I saw people making namaz, I'm making namaz like that. No, our salat also needs to be done properly. And if we do that, then inshaAllah, and it's one thing to work on, your salat to work on. And Allah makes it that I'm not just saying this because I have to say it, or just because of passing time, or that we are just sitting here, but if Allah makes it, it comes into our heart. And we go in this direction, we will see that salat will correct every aspect of our daily life. It comes clearly in the hadith, a person who makes it, who is a salat musalli, who is a namazi, there is barakah in his ruh. Allah, when he is making salat, Allah is seeing to his work outside. He is in the masjid and Allah is seeing to his work outside. But that yaqeen also is very weak in us today. We feel unless I do my work, then only it will get done. And how many people, was visa work, was other work, was so many things, they resorted to salah, and when it was impossible to get that work done, through salah they got their work done. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. So this is generally for the whole ummah. Then together with that, for that real connection with Allah Ta'ala, and to make that salah a salah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Namaz will stop you from all فَحْشَاءِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرِ And the zikr of Allah is the greatest means to achieve this. Our regular zikr. Today, alhamdulillah, the zikr we made before Maghrib, after Asr, it moves a person. The name of Allah Ta'ala is such that a person, it has a great effect on the person's heart. Just thinking, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Do it, not only for 2-3 days, do it continuously. Allah, Allah, Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. You are saying to Allah that all my desires are gone out. And you come into my heart, O Allah. When our hearts are empty, that is when Allah comes into the heart. If this glass here is dirty outside, not even dirty, we were eating food. Food is not dirty if we were eating. and the marks of that food on our fingers is on the outside. We don't want to drink in that glass. We don't want to give somebody else. He'll feel offended to give me in a dirty glass. But the inside the glass is clean. Our heart is there, our dirty. How will Allah come? Allah who is pure and clean. How will Allah come into a dirty heart? So by the zikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will cleanse and purify our heart. So like this glass, if I want to wash it, what will I use? Water. And one drop to fill it? Water. So the zikr will clean our hearts and then fill our hearts with zikr. And wallah, when our hearts get filled with zikr, we make our zikr as our shaykh, our mashayikh have prescribed. And regularly, this is concrete weakness of us murids. We don't make our zikr regularly. Now and then, occasionally, haphazardly, anyhow we make it. If you make your zikr properly, your heart will get full with that zikr. And then, where was the nur of that zikr now? With your eyes, it will flow. When you look at people, they will get indulgent. And we see that what happened with our great akabir and our great people. Because their hearts were filled with zikr when they spoke. Now my words are just empty words. They are just English language, some words. But if zikr is put in the heart, that zikr will come, that nur will change the condition of the people. We are thinking of beautiful fiery lectures and flowery lectures will change the people. No, not at all. It is that nur of the zikr of Allah. One great alim in Syria, now Allah restores, protect Syria, protect everything. He used to make give Quran dars after Fajr. And whole masjid, 3,000 people full, outside also. Other ulama in their masjid also should give their dars. And when they listen to his dars, they should say, but our dars, we say more like interesting points than what you, how come you get so many people? He said, at the Hajj time, I read that, that what I have to read there, 10 times I read it in my Tahajjud Salah. So when that nur fills up, and with Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Ask ourselves, our relationship, how much do we read Quran Sharif? Whereas Allah Ta'ala has commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make tilawat of Quran. Utlu ma uhiya ilayh. وَمِنْكُمْ أَنَقِيمُ صَلَاةً وَأَنْكَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ I've been commanded to recite just tilawat of Quran. Today our tilawat is so weak, our dhikr is so weak. And the dhikr, we might feel also, shaitan puts this deception in our mind and heart. That I know dhikr, I don't need a sheikh to tell me how to make dhikr. I don't need the permission of a sheikh, I can make my dhikr. Today, mashallah, so nice dhikr was made, this I can do on my own, I will do it. The same question came in the mind of a great wali of Allah, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali. And he asked his Shaykh Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, the zikr I can make on my own. Why do I need a Shaykh? And why does the Shaykh have to prescribe the zikr? What the answer Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali gave? He said that see, when you want to cut bread, what will cut the bread? The knife. But will the knife on its own cut the bread? The knife has to be in somebody's hand. So the zikr will do the job, but the zikr has to be in the hand of somebody. The shaykh has to give that zikr. And when the shaykh gives that zikr, then he knows what he is giving. And he knows your mind is weak, you can't tolerate. He'll give you zikr according to that. In what field you are, he will give you zikr according to that. So every person, according to their way, the shaykh will give the zikr. So that shaykh, by he is giving the zikr, now it will have the correct effect. And you just do it on your own, that is not going. The zikr which we make, which has also got great benefit after Fajr, after Asr, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, great, great benefit in there also. But that is more as ibadat it is. But for tazkiyah, for cleansing oneself, the dhikr, we need a shaykh in our life. We need a guide in our lives. If, for example, I've got some pain in my on my side here, in my leg here, or anything, and I just start taking some painkillers and it looks all right. But when I find out what is the problem, oh, now I have to go on dialysis. My kidneys have pain. Have I gone to the doctor first? He should have given me treatment. I shouldn't have reached a stage that I have to go for dialysis now. I have to go for knee replacement now. All these things, why did it happen? I was covering it up with little bit of painkillers. In the same way, I got a problem, my eyes are not under control. My tongue is not under control. The way I swear, the way I argue, the way I fight. And what painkillers I'm taking? Something. Fasil ibadat. I'm making the fasil ibadat, which Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, he says, a cat, when it excretes, when it does its dirt, then it just covers it up little bit with sand, and it's pilahati, it's covered up. So we also, we committed some gunas, and we just covering it up with our nafil ibadah. Nice, I got a nice sunnah, big deer, look like Bayezid and Bustami, big Muzurk I look. But all the gunas I'm committing, that I don't see. And when the rain comes, it moves that top sand away. Now the smell of the feces of the cat, terrible, it comes out now. Now it comes out. So, and the painkillers I was taking, it was just covering up the pain. Now I've got problems. So we got problems, don't just cover it up with some nafil namaz, or the people regarding, oh, great Maulana, and great Huzur, and great Sufi Saab, and great Tablighi Saab, and go Zakriya Umrah, go Zakriya Hajj, and our sins, our worst enemies. And then we have to get out, and for that, then we don't have a share of the Hikam, and he x-rays us, and he does an MRI on us, and does a scan on us, and he tells us what our condition is, and if we are prepared to take treatment. Today, if we go to doctor, and doctor says, you must not have this, and you find your doctor, then what must I have? If I mustn't have this, I mustn't have that also, and I know I can't take so many, you're fighting with doctor, where are you going to get? Today with our sheikh also, if we don't, you become like a dead body in the hands of the sheikh. When we give him ghusl, when the person passes away, we give ghusl to the mayor, and then the mayor doesn't complain, now you're turning me on this side, yes sir, we must present our sheikh, such to the sheikh like that. And then when the sheikh will give us our treatment, we will see inshallah what great benefits we will get. Sheikh Khalid Qurbi is a long story, but I'll just make it short. He was also looking for Allah. Finally he came to Delhi, where Shah Ghulam Ali, the Khalifa of Maulana Mirza Jani Jan Rahmatullah Ali was. He spent his 40 days there. When Shah Ismail Shaheed, Shah Abdul Aziz came to meet him also. He said, I can't come, I'm spending my 40 days doing my treatment now. And when he spent his time correctly, then the world saw what he became. What a great alim he became. His student, Allama Alusi, who has written Ruhul Ma'ani. Allama Shami, Ibn Abidin Shami, whose famous kitab on fatwa for the Hanafi people that he has written. This was all when this process went through. When you go through a seed, if it goes in the ground and he leaves itself, a tree comes out. That one mango pit will present 200-300 mangoes every year, for how many years? So if we elevate ourselves in front of our Mashiach, then see what Allah will do. But we have that pride. I want to become that. I want to be under a sheikh. I must go and sit humbly in front of a sheikh. That's God. That's beyond me. I can't do that. Then with nothing comes out. May Allah give us talking and all these beautiful talks, and may Allah reward Maulana and Haji Ahmad Nafud Azab. This is all his barakat, and from the Shaykh al Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Azab, Rahmatullah, all these barakat are flowing and bringing a change in the world. Where places we could not imagine any change to come, Allah is bringing such great, great changes, and such great, great awliya are being born here in front of our eyes. If we are blind, it's our problem. But yeah, this great awliya being born, and the flag of Islam is going flying high in the air. May Allah Ta'ala bring it in the whole world, and let us all be part and parcel of this great effort of this true revival of deen in its proper sense, in the proper way. Not some liberated deen, not some watered down deen, but deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. In these days, a deen is that will live forever. May Allah, let us all be part and parcel. Yeah, mashallah, there are so many mashayikh, but who our heart takes, become better. Follow in their ways then. And make our islah, and gain the closeness, and the furq, and the love of Allah. Love of Allah. Allah who is the creator of all love. Whatever you love, your wife, your children, your business, whatever you love, your car. The creator of that love is Allah. If you get Allah's love, can you imagine what love comes into your heart? The love of your car is a lot, the love of your wife is a lot, your children. But you get the creator of love, he comes in your heart. Eh? Then you have got everything. And you yourself will know that you are a king in this world. What enjoyment you are getting. The world can go where it wants to. It will mean nothing to you. You are connected with the creator of the world. May Allah give us his true ma'rifah, his true muhabbat and his ibadah. And starting point is our salah. May Allah give all our salah. Come back to inshallah. Subhanallah.